Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
A very pleasant good morning to you. It is just about 21 minutes after the hour of 10 Eastern Caribbean time, and it's such a pleasure sitting in here with you on this beautiful, bright day here in the Nature Isle, Dominica. I'm your host, Carlton Lando, bringing to you yet another episode of Health Vibes, your very own health talk show brought to you by the brand you trust the most, Jolly's Pharmacy. Again, good morning to you. You may be on a bus heading to town or to some community. Good morning to you. You may be on the seats. Quite windy out there, so you want to be careful, ensure that you have your GPS, you have your cell phone fully charged, that if you get into difficulty, you can call someone. But again, we always appreciate you for ensuring that we get the fish. And to our many farmers out there, good morning, good morning, good morning to you for ensuring that our food security is sustained. And again, I've always highlighted these people, our NEP workers, particularly those that are ensuring that our environment remains clean and green and epitomizes what Dominica is, the Nature Isle of the Caribbean. And to our retirees, good morning to you. I know many of you, Miss Lucille Smith, Blue Blue, Mervyn, and Mervyn is not retired as yet, but many of our fans, a hearty good morning to you. I do hope that your Easter holiday was a good one. I know many of us were plunged into mourning and sadness on Monday when our friend Elias Dupi passed. But knowing who Elias was from a personal standpoint, I can tell you that Elias is smiling at us. And Elias is saying, it is well with his soul. And so to the family of Elias Dupi, be courageous, be strong. And by just reading the many hundreds of comments that's been pouring over the past day and a half, you would recognize that this man, though he lived earthly short, he lived a wonderful life, and he certainly made a huge impact here in Dominica. And so, not very long, I gave Elias a cologne, you know, and he was so excited about the smell of the cologne. And all his workers came out from the office wondering, where is this beautiful smell coming from? You know, we were just about embarking on a business trip together, and I last saw him on Friday, last week Friday. I dealt with him, and he passed away on Monday. So to his wife, his mother, his, you know, everybody else, it's a large family. We want to express our condolences to the memory of the great Elias Dupi. Those of the children who participated in our Easter egg hunt, we want to really appreciate your participation. I was not there, but I was told it was a lot of fun. The children had a lot of fun searching for those Easter eggs, and we had two winners, one from the store in Fokoli and the other from the store in Portsmouth. So again, our children. We thank you for participating. And do come back next year if God spares for yet another episode. Just a reminder again, we are in the month of April, and April is a huge month for us because it is our national 5K run. That is the month of that run. And again, the run is taking place on the 27th of April from 3 o'clock. The run itself begins at 3:30, but we should be assembled at the Massakinfield Government School for 3 o'clock. The police have already written to us and have pledged their support to the run, and we're excited about the support of the Dominica Police Force each year. The Red Cross has already given us the signal that the ambulance will be ready, because we really want to make sure that all our T's are crossed as we talk about health, wellness, and run. We know that we have to be precautious. Something can happen, though we are not expecting it, but we have to be prudent and we have to plan accordingly. And so again, we just want you to register. And why we want you to register? We want you to register for formality. So at least you can say that your name has been affixed on a paper solidifying your support to a particular health cause. So this year, as I have said, we will be running for two health medical conditions: sickle cell anemia and diabetes mellitus. Again, whether it's type 1 or type 2 or gestational diabetes that you have, again, if you have had gestational diabetes, then that increases your risk for subsequently developing diabetes later down in your life. And so we want you to register. You may have had a member of the family that succumbed to complication of either disease. Again, that should prompt you to lend your support to these medical causes. It's only $25. We're not printing shirts because we want 90%, 95% of the proceeds to go towards that particular cause. So let's say your name is Carlton Lando. You come to any of our locations, you write your name, Carlton Lando, you write where or which of the causes you're going to support, you put that $25 towards that cause. So it helps us to tally and to be accountable for the monies. We don't want people to just put money, just throw money, and we don't know which cause you are identifying with. So far, we have had at least six companies that have pledged their support to the cause. We already have Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited that has come on board, and it's their fourth year supporting the National Wellness Run. Again, it is not a Rosa run. It is a national wellness run. And we know that sometimes the logistics of coming into Rosa to do that run might be a little, you might say it's problematic, but you would come to Rosa for Carnival. You would come to Rosa for the World Creole Music Festival. You would come to Rosa for you'd go to Portsmouth for jazz. You'd go for Rise and Wine. Yeah. And so if you are really passionate about this cause, you can make that trip and you can join us at the Massakinfield Government School onto the E.O. Liebler Highway right through Portersville. We are not going Charles Avenue going up to Edbang. No, we're not going that way. We're going straight ahead towards Portersville, right onto Federation Drive. At the foot of Federation Drive, we continue upward to the Lindo Park. That's where we'll be ending the 5K run. When you get there, refreshments and drinks will be given to you. We'll have a short ceremony. Last year, we've had In the past, the Minister of Health has always been a part of the run. We normally give them a chance to say something. Myself will say something. Other NGOs that are heading these medical courses, they will say something. And we always give and recognize. We're not doing it for a race, but we recognize the first, second, and the third prize is always given to the most senior person that reaches the finish line. And we give a fourth prize as well to the youngest person that reaches the finish line. So if it's you have a primary school pupil that reaches that finish line in a timely manner, that person will also get a prize. We'll have water stations along the route, and so everything is organized. Get your comfortable sneakers, wear the collar. The collar for diabetes is blue, and the collar for sickle cell anemia is either red or burgundy. So you want to identify with the cause. I will be running for diabetes because it's very prevalent in my family and that increases my risk. And so I will be wearing blue, sky blue, on the day of the run. You will be in burgundy. So we have our guest saying she'll be in burgundy. And then I have a special co-host. I've not introduced her, which is my assistant. I just pulled out from her desk and I said, let's go to the studio. And it's her first time on radio. So she's going to be a participant observer, as we would say in sociology. So she might participate, but at the same time observe. My co-host, Trudy Christian, she's not in today. And so I have grabbed the beautiful lady to be with me this morning. And her name is Sarita Maxime. Sarita, say good morning to Dominica, the Caribbean, and the world by extension.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. It's my first, second time on the radio, you know, just looking on. But yes, so I'll just be sitting next to Carlton for a little while now.
All right. So this morning, we have a very special guest. It's someone that is as difficult to find as I am. Everybody says when they call Jollies, it is very difficult to find Mr. Lando. And I think merely because we seem to share a portfolio together. We're in public relations. Mm-hmm. And so we are the eyes, the nose, the head, the deck, everything. The everything of the company. Mm-hmm. And so this morning, we are talking trash. Oh, yes. Figuratively speaking,
yes.
That's what we're going to be talking.
Yes.
Trash. And so, think of it. You made a breakfast this morning. Mm. You opened that corned beef. Mm.
Tuna.
You opened the Heinz big beans. You threw it in the frying pan, and you put that in the bin.
Wrong.
And then, you know, you just put that in the bin. Then you had some other things in the bin already. As you're driving along, you leave in the house, you grab that plastic bag and you dump it in the bin and you turn your back. And you never even think about, okay, they start going labas, and when it gets there, what happens? Do I care? And so we're going to be talking about that. We're going to sensitize you on what happens, what we can do to ensure that labas or wherever we threw that final garbage where we dispose it, what happens to that environment? How can we sustain it? Mm-hmm. And what can we do as a populace to ensure that we are educated and we have the knowledge base as to what we can do collectively to ensure that our garbage disposal is managed in a timely, efficient and professional manner. We're going to take a break and then we will introduce our guests and we will explore this topic, talking trash. Stay tuned.
cannot have vibes, well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you on Health Vibes this morning. As I said, I'm teasing you, figuratively speaking. We are talking trash. We're talking about garbage this morning. And we are so happy that we have with us the Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation. And Miss Rhoda St. John, who holds that position. She's a very busy person. I know that I've been communicating with her over the past weeks. She had this amazing initiative going on, and she was all over Dominica. She will be talking about that initiative later on in the show. But this morning, Rhoda, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners of Q95, both here in Dominica and abroad. It's a pleasure being here this morning.
Awesome. Just give us a little background about you, how long you've been with the corporation.
Okay. Before I started working at Solid Waste as the public relations communications personnel, I actually served on the board of the corporation for 9 years. And then I became a staff member a couple of years after that. So 3 years now, I'm serving as the public relations communications personnel for the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation.
Awesome. But even in communicating with you via email these past couple of weeks, one of the things that I picked out about you is that, one, you seem very meticulous. You seem very organized. You seem very passionate, and you don't relent. Are my observations correct?
Very, very, very correct.
and I picked that up by just reading your communique to me. You know, it almost seemed very much like I met my competition. And people who know me quite well know that I am very passionate as to what I do. And I like things done well, very well.
Pride in doing what
you do. So I picked that out from you, and I recognize that you are very passionate about the environment.
Yes.
There is a lot of talk about green spaces now. Even new developments that's happening in urban, in the whole urban management, you're hearing about green spaces, you're hearing about green hospitals, whereby you can be hospitalized and go outside of the hospital and maybe go on a hammock, and your pet, your wife can even bring your dog or cat to see you in that green space. And that all that in itself speaks of health and wellness.
Definitely. There's a lot for the human mind.
Yes.
Your emotional being and even your spiritual thoughts. So when we talk trash and we talk garbage, one of the things that we look at is how do you manage your garbage? Mm-hmm. How do you take care of the waste that you have? Now, waste is everyone's responsibility mm-hmm. because we are the producers of waste.
True.
When the supermarkets are not the producers of waste, and people think the supermarkets are, but when we buy the products in the supermarkets, we buy the products in the market, we buy the products in the stores, we are the consumers. Mm-hmm. So the end results are us. How do we take that product? When we're done from the supermarket, the market, the stores, wherever we purchase it from, what do we do with the wrappers? What do we do with the materials? What do we do with what we have? And it's not just about groceries. Mm-hmm. We have all sorts of waste. We have air pollution. We have construction and demolition waste. We have the metal waste. We have cardboard. Mm-hmm. There's so many different types of waste.
Mm-hmm.
And there are manners and ways in which you manage that waste. But we want to talk about the most important type of waste right now in our communities, which is plastic and recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And just as Mr. Lando said, you're in your kitchen, you're hustling, you're making your breakfast, you open your tin of corned beef, you open your tin of milk, you make your tea, you make your little thingy, you have your cucumbers, you have your tomatoes, all of that. What do you do with the tins?
Mm.
The milk tin, you throw it in the trash.
Yeah, I do it too.
That's so wrong.
I'm guilty. So I'm guilty.
That's wrong.
Mm-hmm. So we all have gotten wrong. First thing, Carlton, you are wrong. You get X already. Yeah, I'm in the exam. Yeah.
Right. So what do we do with that? One, you're in your kitchen. You must wash your hands because the little oil from the corned beef is going to fall on your hand
uh-huh.
or the sardine or the tuna. You're in your kitchen. You throw it in the frying pan to stir it up with all those nice seasonings and stuff. You simply rinse your tin under the pipe.
I do that. I know for a fact.
You
I
rinse
do that.
Your tin.
Yes,
but
I rinse my tin.
When you finish rinsing it, you don't throw it in the garbage.
Well, that's what I do. So no. I should not do that.
No, you shouldn't
right.
do that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a separate plastic bag and you put it in that bag because your tin cans is part of recycling material. It's not part of your general waste. And that's what we're trying to educate the public on right now. That tin cans are part of the recycling mechanism and not your general waste. Now, here's the importance of tin cans. We're going to get to plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to glass bottles. But I want to stress on the importance of the tin cans. Because tin cans, whether it's corned beef, tuna, sardine, milk,
mm-hmm.
these are the ones that creates rodents and maggots in your garbage.
Oh.
Wow. The remains of mm-hmm. all of these, it stays there. And because it stays there, then it begins to decompose.
Yeah,
when it starts doing that, obviously you're seeing the little white things coming, but those white things are going to turn into worms.
Mm-hmm.
But if you rinse it out, what do they have to turn into worms? Nothing. Mm-hmm.
I get you.
And that's where it's important.
But someone may ask, I don't like to keep garbage in my yard and I just open two things of milk and I have to hold them for how long I'm going to have
okay.
to collect all these cans there? Because so I'm like that. I'm a freak.
Here's the importance. Mm-hmm. We have developed what is called options for persons such as yourself. One, when you do that, you're taking out your plastic bottles into one bag, your glass bottles into another bag, your tin, it sounds like a lot of work, but you're in your kitchen. You can take a little pail and just put your plastic bag in it, especially for persons like you who don't like to keep trash in your
mm-hmm.
house. You have three pails in your kitchen, apart from your general waste. You open your drink, your bottle of water. You're going to your kitchen to put it in the trash anyway, throw it into the plastic recyclables. You finish drink your shandy, you finish drink your Heineken, throw it into the glass bottle bags.
Mm-hmm.
Or HHV Wheatchurch, Josephine Gabriel, Belfast Estate, they take them. You put it back into the box, you bring it to them, and guess what? You get $6 back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you can actually recycle those bottles. Those you don't, you cannot recycle, you put them into that bag. Your tin cans, you put it there. Every week, we have what is called a recycling truck that passes in the various communities to pick up your recyclables.
Well, but I'm not aware of that.
Good. And a lot of people say they're not aware of that. But I want us to celebrate Dominica this morning. And the reason I'm asking to celebrate Dominica is because Dominica is the only country in the Caribbean that has what you call a curbside collection system, meaning a truck that goes around the island to pick up just recyclables. And because of that, OECS has granted us the Recycling OECS project that we will run from 2024 to 2025, which all the other Caribbean islands will model after.
Mm.
When we are done, that is how important it is for us. And Dominicans don't understand. Yes, you may not see the truck every day. Yes, the truck might have a mechanical issue now, but Dominica is the only country with a curbside collection system. And we were awarded that contract along with Grenada. So the two islands are actually modeling a recycling mechanism for the rest of the Caribbean islands.
So let me ask you, because I live in Castaways Miro, and I'm going to tell you what happens with me.
Mm-hmm.
All of my trash, when I take it, there is a skip, a concrete skip on
Yes, I know where that is.
In St. Joseph area. Mm-hmm. There is one on the beach in Miro, and then there is one on the little highway in St.
Yes.
Joseph. So when I'm coming into work, I stop and I put my bags in there. I always have my thing nicely in my plastic, my big bags and thing, and I put them in there. So you're saying to me that
you're commingling my waste.
Right, right. The new way of doing all of that, how will I know when the truck is passing in my area? And I initially in the conversation, I thought, well, okay, if I were to separate them and I put them in the brown bags, maybe when it gets to the landfill, maybe they open the bag somehow and know the differences and put it.
And that is where a lot of people get mistaken. Because
ah,
when you think they're going to open it, they just see it. Because you put it with the general with trash, they just see it as garbage.
Mm.
So it goes in as garbage, and that is called commingling. So you are now commingling the waste, and when it gets to the landfill, we cannot recycle it. And now we are actually recycling the metals, we are recycling the glass bottles, and we're recycling the plastic bottles. Just in the end of December, we shipped out a 40-foot container to Norway, I believe it is. And guess what? That 40-foot container actually held just over 500,000 plastic bottles.
Wow.
From our little Dominica.
And so they pay us for that. It's been, we get money, Dominica gets money for that, I would assume.
It's the plastic bottles doesn't really have that much of a return on empty, but it's when you recycle it and turn it into another product, that is where the money comes in. So shipping it out, yes, but when they turn it into another product, that's where we get.
Okay. I get
that's
you.
Where
the
we
remittances.
Get.
Okay.
Exactly.
I get you.
All right.
I'm learning a lot already because, and I think it's an area that we've always wanted to explore, merely because we recognize that really and truly, I mean, if it were not, to be honest with you, if it were not for the NEP program on beautification, we would be really messed up. Because
oh, yes.
we are, generally, we are very, we're not conscientious.
But we have come a long way.
We still have a lot of derelict vehicles. Mm. You know, people just leave them
anywhere.
We're
taking care of that soon.
Right. So I'm really happy that you are mentioning the mere domestic management, what I, my wife, my children, all of us can do.
Yes.
In at home. But we were talking again of the cans. So, for example, at my home, we consume a lot of evaporated canned milks.
Yes.
All right. Should I accumulate them in a special way? Because I mean, I have a large yard, so we can put them, rinse them off, and put them. But again,
so let me tell you what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have your plastic bottles, your glass bottles, and the tin cans. Once you rinse them off, you're not going to attract rodents. You're not going to attract
ants and all of that
because there's nothing for them to be attracted to. Now, you take all of that and you take it out of your general waste. Your food peelings, vegetable peelings, provision peelings, eggshells, you still don't put it in your general waste.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in a pail and you call that composting. If you have a yard, mm-hmm. once it breaks down, you use it back into your green species, mm-hmm. your backyard gardening. You cannot get any better natural fruits from your natural composting that you are doing. In relation to that, your general waste can stay at your home for 2 months.
If you think of it for real, because you would
There's
have rinsed everything.
There's nothing in the waste to create that stench, to create that gap, that animals, nothing.
You're correct.
Because
I'm thinking
we
of
have
it.
Done it. At my home, we've done it. And you do not know you have a general waste in your kitchen. You have no sense. You have nothing. You tie your tin cans when the bag is filled. You tie your kids in. Sometimes the bag don't even get in filled because, I mean, the truck passes by you mm-hmm. every other week. So it comes this week. It takes the little bit that you have. By the time you start to collect, a week pass. Then following week, it's back by you again. So you put that in a little space outside. And the day the truck is coming, you just put it out. The truck will collect it. The garbage truck will not, but the recycling truck will take it. And because it's every other week, you're not having time to build up as much as you can because the truck is taking it from you.
Mm-hmm. And I know from a chemical standpoint, as a pharmacist, that with the eggshells, the soil gets calcium.
Yes.
Right, from the eggshells. And so somebody might say, eggshells, what does eggshells do?
It does a lot.
Yes, you get, yes.
And we talk about organic products, organic farming. This is where you get what is called organic farming from that. So this is actually the education that we're pushing from the Dominica Solid Waste standpoint. And presently we are running the Recycle OECS demonstration project here in Dominica. We're working with businesses. We just branded 10 businesses as recycling agents for the corporation. And what that does is we are in the process of giving these companies one bin. And they're encouraging their workers, their employees, to actually take your recyclables. So, Mr. Lando, for you don't want to keep it in your home. You don't want to keep it in your yard. You come down to work, you'll have a station outside somewhere in your location. You put your recyclables there. We know that they're there. Because you're in town, we pick it up from there. So even from an employee standpoint, from Jolly's Pharmacy, you don't need to keep it at your home. They identify a location, we bring it down, and because you're an agency, a company, we collect from you once a week.
That makes a lot of sense.
So we have 10 companies that are now recycling agents to the corporation. So we are working with companies. Our second mandate is for the young people. I'm going to say this, and I make no apologies for it. My age group, your age group, our age group is very difficult to train. But if we take it from the children's standpoint, I learned the saying, 30 days of September, April, June, and November. All the rest are 31 except February until it's a leap year. We have 29. I learned that when I was in preschool.
Yes. I said if you...
And I have it as a song.
Yeah, I know.
If we can teach our young generation, the preschoolers, the primary school students, even from a high school level, proper waste management, separating their waste, not throwing recyclables mm-hmm. in their general waste, they are going to grow up with that instilled in them.
Very true.
They're not going, somebody will, right now we have a project where the schools are collecting the plastic bottles, whether it's a Clorox bottle, disinfectant, detergent, fabric softener, water bottle, all sizes, shapes, oil, they are collecting it. You have parents now saying, I have a staff in my office, hey, don't throw that bottle in the garbage, my daughter needed to bring school.
Mm.
Parents are, I cannot put my plastics in the waste anymore. My child making noise. Mm. You know what that is doing? It's getting the plastics out of our mainstreams, out of our gutters, out of the trash, and we're now preserving the landfill. Because these materials are not commingling and it doesn't go up and just be dumped with the general waste. So we're now preserving the life and getting a little longer space on the landfill because of that. So we're educating the children on how to manage their recyclables, how to sort at source, separate your waste, and we're still collecting that we can ship out so that we can repurpose and rethink the items that
I want to ask you, and that's a question that you know, what you've just summarized just sort of juggled my mind. Are there on the local market, are there recyclable, or maybe I should put biodegradable garbage bags?
Yes, they
are available.
They do have biodegradable garbage bags on the market. I know for sure Go Green has biodegradable bags, and the corporation is looking into getting biodegradable bags as well. So that definitely is. And we do have some plastic bags. If you go to, I believe, ESMA, the plastic bags are also biodegradable. Mm-hmm. So we just as Dominica took a stand, and the government took a stand to stamp out styrofoam, and we did a debris tracking survey last year with the University of Georgia and the college students. And I just want to say hats off to Dominicans. Hats off to us as a country. You cannot find styrofoam nowhere in Dominica.
It's true.
And we went all over the country tracking debris on beaches, in gutters, in rivers, in supermarkets, in restaurants. Not one styrofoam container is found. Not even the eating cutleries. You don't find them anymore.
It's true.
So we are now pleading, and hopefully our government will move into a ban on the plastic bags. Mm-hmm. That everything will be biodegradable on the plastic bags. We need to manage our recyclables, plastic bottles, glass bottles, tin cans. The world, there's what you call a global treaty being developed right now. My manager and I represent Dominica, and we go to the global treaty. They've had INC 1, it's called INC. INC 1 has passed, INC 2 has passed, INC 3, and INC 4 is coming up in 2 weeks. Now, what happens at the global conference for the treaty on plastic is all countries across the world sits in that room and look at what is the position, what is the language, and how should we treat plastics. Why? We have 5 islands that have been developed out into the Pacific and different parts of the globe strictly from plastics.
I didn't know that.
Strictly from plastics. No grass, no sand.
So they're plastic islands?
Plastic islands. 5 of them. And some of them are huge that you just cannot break it down.
Wow.
And that is because we are bad managing our waste. We throw it into, we drive in, we send it. Oh, it's going in the bush, it will decompose. Mm-hmm. A plastic takes 475 years to decompose. That is longer than our lifespan.
I know.
So imagine 4 generations passing and that plastic is still there. You understand? So when that, now you have landslides, you have rains, you have the troughs, you have all the natural disasters, it takes it and it brings it to the ocean. The ocean takes it and it travels all over the world. Mm-hmm. So it meets the sister and it just cling to the sister. It meets the brother, it cling to the brother, the cousin, the auntie, and all the plastics now form a big reunion. Mm-hmm. And they are now islands in the sea.
Mm.
And this is what we're facing. So the global treaty that is being developed is, how do we manage our plastics? We cannot just say cut plastics. If we have to say no plastics being used in terms of bottles, do you know how expensive our economy is going to become?
Mm-hmm.
Because glass is expensive.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can we afford to make our small island developing states called seeds? Can we afford, when the big countries say, okay, you know what? We big, our economies are booming, we have the money, we have the manufacturing companies, we have, it's us that are the producers, we're going on in plastic. Can we, the small island developing states, match up to that?
Mm-hmm.
Can we add up to that? Can we say, yes, let's go glass? We can't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, the onus is on us to now manage our waste.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, it's everybody's responsibility. One child cannot say it's not my responsibility, hence we're targeting the children. A business cannot say, oh, I'm not getting involved, because it's going to affect you.
True.
It will affect you. And what we are now trying to do is, we're having stakeholders meetings with the businesses to let them understand the importance of that. Because if the global treaty takes a stand and say, you know what, we're done. This is how it's going to go. If we don't have a say as to what language is in that treaty, what position is in that treaty, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. We are in serious trouble. We cannot afford our businesses on the islands to close.
True.
If all businesses are closed down because, I mean, we have our bottles,
mm-hmm.
what happens to us? Our health is affected.
True.
And that is why I'm happy to be here, because we're talking trash, we're talking garbage. But at the end of the day, if we do not manage our waste, it affects our health. Because when you take all of these and you commingle your waste, you don't sort at source, you don't separate, and you put the garbage out, everybody hates to see the eyesore. Mm-hmm. Everybody hates to see the dogs tear up the garbage. But that goes into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The air takes it. You pass and you, oh, the truck is smelling. You can know when the truck pass. You know that affects your health.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're driving behind that truck.
It affects your health because you are inhaling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those
the gases.
And the gases, it affects your health. We talk about, I'm not a doctor, but we talk about cancers. We talk about so many different diseases. But all those aspects are part of why we are not living as long as Mapampo.
let me just give the numbers. I see we have a caller. The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. And of course, you're always welcome to connect with us if you reside outside of Dominica. That number is 305-432-9624. Let's take this caller. Put your earpiece.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Lander.
Good morning, caller.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
To you and your guest. You know, as I'm listening to the program and I heard this, what's coming up if the big countries ban glass? Well, maybe we should start saving our glass bottles as a reserve for making our own glass. And of course, you know, you can cut a bottle, polish it, and you have a glass. I don't think will take too much energy to do. So I would think that those are some alternatives by saving the glass that we have now. Stockpile it if we know this is what's coming. Stockpile our glass so that we can create our own glass utensils. And, well, there's always the calabash. We can always go organic. grow more calabash trees. I mean, you remember there was a time when they used to talk about country girls eating out of a calabash.
Yeah, I ate from it, and it kept water very cool too.
Oh yes.
No, but what I mean is that when we were kids, it was like a derogatory way of referring to mm-hmm. that kitchen utensil.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's becoming quite acceptable. So take notes. We might grow some more calabash trees and help solve our problem.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Good morning to you. I see we have another caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning. I'm listening to your program, which is very informative.
Thank you very much.
And like you, I'm very amazed at the information I'm hearing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is extremely important that this information is disseminated,
yes.
Especially for the youth and for every citizen, because it is a very important the way that we manage. The lady has said our garbage, but it is very new to a lot of us
mm-hmm.
since we have been in the habit of doing all what she's saying, throwing the garbage outside, throwing it in the grass, throwing it as we're driving. So where are the flyers? Where are the signs?
Mm-hmm.
What if the OECS is funding? What are they giving in terms of literature so people
billboards
people
and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, digest, because it's important that information is understood by all.
I like that.
You know, and not only that, as she says, I have a dog. And every morning I have to be picking up Kentucky Fried boxes because the dog goes down in the garbage. Many people are throwing those boxes. Should we get people like these institutions to sponsor programs? Have pride. Keep Dominica clean. Don't throw your garbage. Ensure you recycle. things like that are important. So this is my suggestion.
Thank you.
And I think if it was in your program, I would not heard that. So if Jolly's is not on, where else can we get that information?
Thank you, caller. Thank you so much. I'm sure Miss Sanjon will talk about that. But I see we have another caller. The lines are going. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. We may have missed you. Feel free to call back. The number is again at 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. And again, the overseas number is 305-432-9624. We have a caller. Yes. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you, sir.
I just tuned in. I just remember your program, and I don't like to miss your program.
Thank you so much.
I came late. I just tuned in. I don't know the gentleman's name.
The lady. It's a Miss St. John, the public relations officer.
I'm sorry, miss.
That's okay.
You know, these days we have difficulties sometimes recognizing men from women. Well, I do.
That's all right, my dear. That's okay.
Yes. Super program. I've always loved that. But it's not the first time this is coming out. Environmental has a 3 or 4 programs like that. Not in so much details. Sorry, not in so many details. Details is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that I've basically heard that before. I have separated my garbage. I'm a very tidy person. I separate my garbage. I first started putting cans in bags. There's a lot. I'm from Portsmouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stray dogs around. They burst the bags and they go into them. I take them out. I got a little small bin that I put them in. They knock them over, etc. So I put them in bags and I put them on a roof, a little garbage roof I have outside. And I tell you, nobody picks them up. Nobody, no truck in Portsmouth comes. The garbage, yes, they come twice a week. But the tins, they don't pick them up. I have broken bottles there, Carlton, that I can fool 2 or 3 boxes, glasses and the different things. They don't pick them up.
Okay,
so I mean, what we need to do is to, you know, let them know, because, you know, what they say, I said, you're not picking it. He said, no, we don't pick that up. You know, the garbage people don't pick it up. So I have never seen a vehicle coming wrong.
I'm going to give you a number. 616-9055.
Hello, let me get a pen. Yeah, go ahead.
She wants to give you that number.
Yes,
for,
go on,
yes.
Go on again.
616-9055. That is our recycling officer. And if you call her and you let her know, she will tell you when the truck is passing, what day the truck is passing, and if you have a lot of recyclables, she will send for them to be collected.
So we have to call for that to happen.
No, you don't have to call, but I'm saying if you miss the day that the recycling truck passes, she can actually assist you in having your recyclables picked up.
Okay.
So you may have missed the day the truck pass, or probably the location that you're in, probably the truck did not pass there on that particular day. There's many reasons why the truck might have missed it. So let's not say it's not collected or the truck is not passing. So let us look at solutions and how we can rectify the issue. And one of the ways is calling the recycling officer, and she can tell you, and if the truck passes your area, she might tell you, okay, don't just put it in front of your gate. Probably the truck is too big to come up in the alley, so bring it down to the end of the lane. She will be able to tell you how best for your recyclables to be picked up.
I'm not in an alley. I'm on the main road.
No problem. So give her a call, and she can work with you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I hope so. I'll try that.
All right.
Thank
you.
I'll try all those things.
Thank you, caller.
I'm saying that I've never seen a truck pass.
All right. Thank you, caller. Appreciate that. Let's take this other caller. I see another. Look, the lines are really going. Good morning to you, caller.
Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you, my dear. I'm doing quite well.
On the topic of recycling, there was a recycling truck we had passing in the Bath Estate area, especially down where I'm living there, in the RBC housing scheme area. But then whenever I was to be so happy for that, to collect my bottles and my cans and put them there for recycling. They had a crate there to put them in it.
Yep.
But the guys from the truck tell me that or I have to separate the bottles from the cans, the plastic, put them in plastic bags. So I tell them, right now we have to buy plastic bags in the supermarket. So I can't afford to buy plastic bags to put bottles in one, plastic bottles in one, can in one, and how are you calling it again, the breakable bottles in another. So I put them in the crate. When you put them in the fridge, all you have to do is separate them. Every time he come, they would have an issue with me. So I say, you know what? I will stop it. Yes, I stopped it. So right now, the recycling truck, I don't even hear it again passing in our area. Because you can't tell, I'm telling you, I take in my time and I put in them in a crate for you. Just pour them on the vehicle and just, it's not much, it's just two of us living in the house. So it's not much we have to be putting on that. So,
Frank, okay,
and the guy get upset at that. So that recycling thing, it used to be a good thing. Well, my food peeling and so it going in my flower garden, in my vegetable garden, my piece of my dashing skin and whatever that cook, it going in my for compost.
Yes.
So just, you know, things I put my
tuna,
fish and chicken and so the remain, I put it in the freezer till the day the garbage.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. Appreciate that. I suspect Miss John has a lot. The lines are really going. I suspect people really want. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning. I'm listening as usual. I'm a very patriotic Dominican, and when it comes to cleanliness and so on, I'm always concerned. You know, a couple of years ago, when I saw a guy was dumping indiscriminately in a particular area which is not designated for garbage, and I called the solid waste and I told them, look, I'm willing to give evidence and testify. All I need somebody to come and do from solid waste is to come and say, yes, I saw that vehicle dumping there, is there, and so on, and there is not designated a place to dump garbage. And the person told me, boy, I don't want people to hate me, you know, but anyway, maybe that person not there again. So these are the things. And I'm saying, Dominica belongs to us. People wait when there's a disease, when something is happening in the environment, mosquitoes, and everybody cry. But every day we can do our basic little thing to ensure that the place is clean, you know, and we need, I don't know, I don't understand. But anyway, this is a very good program. I want to just urge persons. As a matter of fact, I live in the Wallhouse area, and surprisingly, 2 weeks we haven't come for the garbage. And they'll tell you when I come to solid waste, sometimes I even forget that I paid already for 2 months. Or a month. So I encourage people to pay the $23. I pay myself 2-3 months in advance. They haven't come there for 2 weeks, but I haven't called them yet. But I suppose maybe the holidays and so on. Another thing, Lando, I'll have to call you outside of this program, because your first part of your program was talking about health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the National Director of Special Olympics. And we have a health and fitness program, and we're supposed to go on a walk on the same day with you. We might have to collaborate and do something.
No problem.
In that room. But I'll have to call you outside.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay?
Feel free to do that.
It's a good program.
Thank you.
Must understand that Dominica belongs to us.
I appreciate it.
Dominica is not about politics. You throw things and you're dirty and everybody gets sick. And then you're in hospital and big medical deal. Let's keep the country clean and green.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Miss Andrian, okay. There were many, and I just want to, because the time is going, but let me just get to you.
Yes.
There are many areas of concern that came up from the callers. One, promotional materials, mm-hmm. the amplification of them, the visibility of them, more public education campaigns.
Right.
I know you've begun with the school children and all of that, but billboards, are they still useful? I mean, we have the electronic billboards. I think there is one in Kingfield by Meniers.
Yes, maybe. There's one by the stadium, and
right.
There's one
by Malcolm's,
the Doha school area.
Yes, and one by Malcolm Stevens area there too. Right. Utilizing these medium to maybe amplify or reinforce the campaign, because you're very passionate about what you're doing and representing the mandate of the corporation. But in terms of, because many of us, we are quite bewildered this morning with the information that you've given. We didn't know.
Okay, so basically what we are doing presently is there's a lot of content that's missing, and we understand that in terms of the flyers, the educational materials, community meetings, even the billboards. So we actually have started putting billboards. Mm-hmm. We've started putting them up, and there will be, by the end of this month, we will have 20 billboards up across Dominica talking about don't litter, stop littering, preserve the environment. These sort of slogans will be on them. The second thing that we're doing is using the school students, using the businesses that are on board with us, the corporate entities, to create video content that we can put on these screens that are up around, so persons can understand the importance of proper waste management. So the content is now being built. In terms of the handouts, that is also being done. We have some of them that is being at the table for editing so that we can send to print. And we are now putting together a structure and a plan that we can do community outreach and go into the communities, just like you have the Ministry of Health and Wellness doing their advocacies in the communities. Mm-hmm. We're going to be working with the power reps of the communities. We're going to be working with the different organizations in the communities and putting together these meetings where we can sensitize persons and bring out the educational level on proper waste management. So all of this is being done.
I wanted to ask you another area of interest, and that is penalties. We see throughout, you know, you drive around, you see, well, okay, dumping is prohibited in this area. If you are caught, you will pay $5,000, so forth, X, Y, Z. Are people adhering to these?
No, I can answer you straight out. People are not adhering. And we do have a litter warden that is stationed at the corporation. And one of the issues that we have is we have the Litter Act on books. But when you somebody, take for instance, this person was caught littering, and the litter warden is like, I'm going to give you a ticket. Oh, that's okay, man. $25, and look, I'm giving you an extra. Hold that.
Wow.
So when you have persons behaving like that, then you have another set of people. When the litter warden approaches them, they're ready to cut off his neck. They're ready to fight with him. They're pulling out cutlasses. I mean, how can he do his job effectively when he works in fear of being
injured?
Injured.
Yeah.
So yes, whilst we talk about there is the litter laws, we need to revise the litter laws, we need to raise the penalties, and we need, when the litter warden gives a ticket, that it is expedited in the court section so people know, hey, I'm going to pay $10,000 for throwing a KFC bottle box out of my window. And if they're caught on video, on picture, it can be proven, then persons will stop it. But if we fine you $25 and it takes 4 years for you to go in court just to justify $25, it really and truly doesn't make any sense.
Because I was going to ask, what if we were to erect cameras, you know, see what they call them?
There are cameras, yeah, around town, because in the city specifically, there are cameras. During carnival time, there are cameras. Mm-hmm. I mean, persons may not know in all of the locations, but there are cameras. And even with the businesses that actually has cameras watching their businesses, you can see persons doing illegal dumping. Even the truck passes, and right after the truck passes, that's when you bring out your garbage. And you know the truck not passed in there for probably the next 4 days. Why? Mm-hmm. The question is why? And at the end of the day, if you take that video and you charge them, it takes so long in the courts for $25. Mm-hmm. So all of this needs to be revisited so that the corporation can get the help where the litter warden and the penalties are enforced.
Let's take this caller. I see the lines are really going. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, morning, Kaiser. Morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning.
Morning to the guests from Solid Waste.
Good morning.
Carlton, you say something about the smell. Even when the garbage truck passes, it is bad for our health. One of the things I would like her, under her direction, should the Ministry of Health if you're speaking about it, it's so dangerous, the smell is so dangerous to the environment, which we all know, and I'm not supporting anybody from littering. I would like to see the environment much cleaner, but just a lack of cooperation and education. But you talk about the smell. Now, in the landfill area, it's a residential area all around. You have the focal there on the west side. You have stock farms. And sometimes, actually when the rain is falling, the smell of the place does be very, very bad. Now, if you have to be living in an area for all these years and inhaling that, somehow it's going to affect your health system. Even give you skin problems like psoriasis, eczema, throat cancer, lungs cancer. One of the things I would like, I would suggest to her that even like with the Chinese working there, you have a lot of topsoil. When they don't have use for it, is to bring it to the landfill, cover the landfill, because you have a lot of different things coming in from the hospital, and you all know what's coming out from the hospital. I think the hospital should get something to cremate, like to burn more, because we know the...
You got cut off.
Sorry you got cut off. But yes. One of the things that I would like to say to this particular caller is, as we said earlier, waste is our responsibility. Mm-hmm. So if we learn to sort at source and we learn to separate our waste and do not commingle the waste, one, you will not have the stench when the garbage truck passes, because there will be nothing in mm-hmm. the garbage mm-hmm. to create a stench for the truck. Mm-hmm. Number two, because we are sorting at source and separating our waste, the landfill will not have the scent that you're looking for, because your composting material will not go to the landfill. Your tins will already be rinsed out and prepared for shipping. So what you will have on the landfill is just the general waste. So we need to do better. And what we are doing through this education is sensitizing and educating the public so we can do better, so that we can have better.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring up, because we have a few more minutes, this campaign that was recently initiated, and it's the Adopt a School campaign. From the information that I have, many of the businesses in Dominica rarely came on board.
Oh yes, 39.
And they adopted a school. Give us in a nutshell the objectives and goals of this initiative, and what you, well, the goals, but what you hope to be both from such collaboration.
Yes, we have what is called the Zero Waste Adopt a School Initiative. And last year, the United Nations branded the 30th of March as World Zero Waste Day. And all that is in an effect of proper waste management, and again, to eliminate more islands being built out of plastic. So under the Recycle OACS project, we decided the Zero Waste Adopt a School Initiative. And what that basically does, in short, is the businesses adopts either the environment or the 4-H club in a high school or a primary school. They adopt the club. They use the club to teach the club, educate the club, raise awareness, so that we can begin to manage our waste effectively from a school level standpoint. Mm-hmm. And then what it is that a lot of times you find you want to do a project in the school, or you want to do a beach cleanup, or you want to do something, and the schools do not have the resources to do it. So the businesses now contribute towards the club being able to reach that goal and to do that mandate. We want to go and clean the Scott's Head Beach, but they don't have the funds to pay the bus. Mm-hmm. Because the business has partnered with you, the monetary contribution that it would have made to the club can actually pay for that bus, so it doesn't come out of the coffers of the school that already have so much burden on it. Then we want them to be able to participate in a different activity that can happen. One of the key elements under the project is the green spaces that we spoke mm-hmm. about. And most of the schools have green spaces. So we are getting the students back into the soil, back into the land, and teaching them how to create those green spaces, use their food peelings, their composting material, and create backyard gardening. Those backyard gardens now can feed the school feeding program, sell to the communities and the parents that even the club can make extra money and become sustainable. So in a nutshell, that is it. You ask, what does the business get out of it? The business, one, it's the corporate responsibility. Mm-hmm. Number two, they get a lot of imagery because the clubs at the school carries mm-hmm. their name. So if they go and clean a beach, it is the Jolly's Pharmacy cleaning the beach. Mm-hmm. If they, when we do it, we're going to be doing educational activities, the knowledge bowl, the environment knowledge bowl. We're going to be doing like the recycling competitions. So at the end of April, May and June, the top three or four schools that bring in the most bottles, the company gets the praise for that. You have to give back. So mm-hmm. whilst they're supporting the schools, branding and image is important for the companies. They will have a shirt that will speak of the company's image. So we will print a shirt just for the project, but the name on the shirt will be the company's name on the shirt, and then the project print. So they get their mileage and their imagery out of that. Mm-hmm. And in long and short, this is how we work together.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I saw an ad recently on, I think it may have been Jamaica News, it was an ad, and they were talking about recycling and eliminating the use of plastic and all of that. And one of the things that came up is using, for example, your water bottles, your Enamel water bottles that could hold things cool or hot, using that instead of having to buy a plastic bottle every
day. We just did a video on that for Zero Waste Day. Ah. And if you go on the Solid Waste page, you will actually see a video on that where we have six of our major companies under the project. Take, for instance, TIG, Trading International Group. They have around 10 branches, different companies, Fine Foods, Cash and Carry, Do mm-hmm. It Center. Each of their companies has adopted clubs. So you would find in that video, hi, support the Zero Waste Initiative by the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation. Let's move from this
to that.
To this.
Yes.
And they will show you a plastic
that's what
cup.
I saw. Similar.
So, and so we actually mm-hmm. have a video that we did with our own locals. Mm-hmm. And that is just one video. We're moving to other palm companies that were not in that particular video. We'll be doing different type of videos mm-hmm. to promote moving from this to this and eliminating. Yes, we're not telling you not to buy the water bottles. But when you buy the bottles, pour it into your reusable and let us recycle the bottle. Mm-hmm. So we're not telling you don't buy it, but we're teaching you proper recycling methods and management.
I like that. Wow, this show has been very, very educational. I think it's almost saying that we need a part two because the calls are coming. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm Carlton. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah. A little solution to when the truck passes. Mm-hmm. We know that it has a scent. All we have to do, a little solution, is just put up. Well, like me, I make myself accustomed to mask nowadays. That's part of my uniform. As soon as it's passing, if I don't close my door, I just put a mask. It doesn't stay there all the time. Mm-hmm. And when it goes, when the scent goes, I keep on the mask. Mm-hmm. If my neighbors are burning rubbish in the hot sun, I put on my mask. I don't want to inhale none of those things because I know how dangerous it is for your body. Mm-hmm. So we can have a little solution when the truth passes. Help ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Lucille. And you know, Miss Lucille brought up a point there, the burning.
That is wrong. Mm. That is actually wrong from a solid waste standpoint. You are not to burn any litter in a community, a home, a housing, urban location. Burning of garbage should not be done in your backyard, and the smoke goes to your neighbors. You do not know who has asthma, you do not know who has medical conditions, and even those fumes in the atmosphere causes a health risk to us as humans. So that also is wrong.
Hmm. Can you be penalized for that?
You can.
Because that is the norm. I mean, generally people do that all the time. You know, whether they don't ask permission, you just realize everything around you changes.
And that's wrong.
And that's not right. Okay, let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. I see that feel free to call back. Yes, good morning, caller. Okay. Feel free to call back. Well, our time is limited though, but let's hear you. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very good program. I just wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
Even up to now, how involved is the village councils in helping to disseminate the information?
Good question. Very good question.
Presently, the village councils do work with us, but not on the level that we should. So we are presently doing meetings and meeting the village councils, meeting the city councils, and you will definitely see a greater involvement from a village council standpoint, where we're even looking to having them become depots, recycling depots that persons can use, so that we can begin to manage our recyclables a bit more. So definitely the engagement has not been on the level that we want it to be, but it is getting there, because we are now having those consultations and discussions that can create and bring in the village councils to work with us a bit more.
Mm-hmm. In reference to your collaboration or your intertwine, we work with the environmental health officers. I would assume that you guys work a lot together on projects, and because, I mean, we're talking about vector-borne diseases, we're talking about all those things. For example, I have a complaint regarding something in my environment. Do I go to the environmental health officer, or do I go directly? So what's the mandate in the
process?
Yes, the process of certain complaints people may have.
So based on the type of complaints you have, because some complaints go to the city council, some complaints come to the Dominica Solid Waste, and some complaints go directly to the Ministry of Health. Take, for instance, we've had a few persons complaining, and even I myself passed and saw it and took photos. You have a truck that is parked outside the realm, opposite the road, right by Astafan's, and it stays there and collects the garbage every day. But the truck doesn't move until a Friday or Saturday, where they go to the landfill to dispose of that garbage. Now, if you call City Council is in charge of the sidewalks. If you call Solid Waste has no jurisdiction over the road. So then you have to call the Ministry of Environmental Health, who will now have to go to whatever that company or whoever that company is that has that truck parked there, and for the whole week you just stationed garbage being dumped in a truck. This, I mean, as human beings, as thinking human beings, I just cannot fathom that we would just pack a vehicle and every day put garbage in it, which is a health hazard, one. Two, you have other businesses around the environment. Three, there's a stench coming out of that truck. I mean, we can do better as individuals and as business owners. We can definitely do better. So in a case like that, the process is not Solid Waste, because we are not in charge of the roads. The process is not even City Council, because they're in charge of the sidewalks. But that process is definitely with the Ministry of Environment, and probably even traffic, because the truck is parked on the government road.
In reference to derelict vehicles, and that is I mean, I live in Castaways, and in the road towards my house, there was one day we just saw a van there. Then the next day we saw the van dissected. Tires come out, this come out, that come out, and then it's just there now, on somebody's land.
Okay. So the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, I think 2 years ago, did a highway derelict cleanup, and we're presently looking back into that, because we've noticed that we've moved derelict vehicles. We did a major campaign on derelict vehicles, moved over 150 derelict vehicles along our main highways, but they're filled again. So we're now working with the Ministry of Environmental Health, the police, and a few other stakeholders, where we're going to do a national derelict cleanup again. But this time, there will be procedures, there will be more enforcements in place, and we're looking to see what we can do where that is concerned. So if you see it, report it.
So what happens to some of these makeshift mechanic shops that people just pop up and down the place? You know, I just put a mechanic shop there, and then turn your wink your eyes, 15, 16 derelict vehicles all over the place, and
that is definitely a Ministry of Environmental direct, so that they can work with Solid Waste, because Ministry of Environmental Health is who has the jurisdiction over
who gets a license to open mechanic shops on the side of the roads?
Oh, okay. I get you.
So Solid Waste cannot tell somebody to set up a mechanic shop.
Mm.
But when you create the derelicts, we are now responsible for moving it. So, yes, you do have different stakeholders that are responsible for different elements within the environment. And that's how it works.
The white goods. That's another issue, too.
Yes.
The old fridges, the stoves. Mm. I see them, you know, on the West Coast a lot.
We have admonished people over and over and over again. And to every program that I go on, that is something that we say. Do not, D-O-N-O-T, do not put out any white goods into the environment outside of your house. Your fridge go bad. It's no longer in use. You don't want it in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
Pay a vehicle and come and dump it on the landfill.
Mm.
Do not put it on the side of the road. If you cannot pay a vehicle to move it, call Solid Waste and ask us if we can help you or who can help you. Don't put your white goods out into the environment. You create mosquitoes and it creates a...
It can't fit in the truck. I don't know how...
Chicken gunya and all of these diseases. Come on. We need to do better as society. We need to do better as individuals. And let us help ourselves. We're not helping the neighbor and we're not helping Dominica. We are helping ourselves for proper waste management.
And so people do have the option to drive to the
couple. The landfill is always open.
And is there a fee that you have to pay to have it dumped there?
Trust me, it's very minimal. If you have a truck filled and they're telling you $10 and $15,
well, that's
it is very minimal. Please come to the landfill if you have a truck and dispose of your waste. Don't leave your white goods on the side of the road and do not put them out unless we say so.
I like that. And so you've heard it. I mean, this show was very condensed. You would have gotten so much information as it relates to your waste. I have learned. I see we have a few more calls. I just take this this call. Let's take it quickly. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. Be short because we're a little out of time.
It's a very interesting program, but I have a problem. As you spoke about the white goods. And I think I don't know if it's City Council I should blame or Solid Waste. Anyway, they told us do not put white goods on the side of the road until an announcement is made. I'm leaving anything to the area. But for goodness sake, people keep putting white goods on the side of the road. I keep my white goods in my yard. Couple days when I pass, the white goods is gone. Solid Waste picks it up with no announcement. You're encouraging the people to put it. And mine is still in my yard up to now.
Okay, Mr. John.
If you see your neighbor put out a white goods and then it disappears and yours is still in your yard, then it's either the village council or the Minister of Environment. These are the two people presently over the past year that's been dealing with white goods.
Mm. Okay, not Solid Waste.
No.
Okay, let's take this other quick caller quickly. That will be our last caller if you're on. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Mr. Caldon, I get cut off early on.
Yes, you have to be very short. We're out of time.
Yeah. I was telling the lady at Solid Waste there is something they're supposed to do in the landfill, like when the smell, that affects the...
She addressed that, you know. She addressed that.
Would you get that?
She addressed it, yes.
Yeah, because the rats, the landfill have a lot of rats. One of the things they can do is to use poison there to get rid of it, like and dogs. I don't mean killing the dogs, you know, but maybe more fencing, you know, up, because some of them animals just live there and they breathe out in the atmosphere and they create havoc. So that is one of the things I was telling her, because you have a lot of soil from the Chinese place in the school at Goodwill there. They could cover the landfill, and even when they trench in the rivers, that is something that she could work with the Ministry of Health. Because that is very important, because when you're living in that environment, after time you'll get a lot of sickness, like psoriasis, eczema, tooth cancer. The same thing she's talking about, you know. So that's one of the areas they're supposed to think about.
Okay.
Have a nice day, Carl.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, Miss John, Miss St. John, it was a pleasure having you. I just want to give you the opportunity to maybe just give your parting words and what you want to admonish us again in all of what you've taught us. What do you really want us to have stuck in our minds?
Be the solution, stop pollution. Waste is everyone's responsibility. Learn to sort at source and sort effectively.
Well, you heard it from the expert. We are so happy that you listened to us again today for yet another very informative health show as we're talking about garbage disposal and management. Again, as always, your health is indeed your greatest resource. Preserve it. Have a good morning, everybody, and continue to enjoy the rest of the week. See you next week, Wednesday, hopefully on yet another episode of Health Vibes. I'm your host, Carlton Lando, saying goodbye. Goodbye.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way.